I guess we could probably start.
I'm calling this meeting to order. Join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And our secretary, Larry Bagshaw, will offer a prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here today for this series of hearings and for this meeting. We're grateful for the many blessings we enjoy at thy hand, and especially for the rainfall that we've enjoyed this past week or so. And we ask thee to continue to bless us with more rainfall, to help ameliorate our water situation in this area. We ask thee to be with us today, that we can make the decisions and have the discussions we need to further the interests of the district and to further serve our customers. And we ask these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Larry. Okay, we'll have a roll call. Alan Kleinman is present.
Larry Bagshaw is present.
Roger Childers, present.
George, are you here?
George Gorkowski, present.
George, and do we have any indication that Tammy's on?
No, she'd be on there if we did. There'd be a box for her.
Okay, she said she was going to join us. She's the vice chairman, Tammy Albright. Okay, but we do have a quorum, just barely. Okay, and let's see here. We have, you're the only member of the public here.
I'm the only public member here? I feel super special.
Okay, so here's the deal.
So I get to say it all. Like, I get to say all the decisions?
So let me tell you what the deal is.
I'm just teasing.
The deal is, if you want to say something on the record, here, back behind you there are some blue cards.
Okay.
And you fill out one of those.
Okay.
Hand it to our secretary.
Okay.
And we will allow you to speak whatever you want to say concerning the topic you're interested in.
Sure.
And we reserve the right to restrict that to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
So get your card if you want to say something in public. Okay. This is different than any board meeting we'll have all year. This is a public hearing for, essentially for our budget for next year, which is this month beginning. Our fiscal year runs from July 1 to June 30th of the following year. And there's a certain process we go through on this, and fortunately, we only have to have this once a year. Right? Because who wants to come on Saturday anyway? I didn't want to come. But anyway, would you watch and see if Tammy comes on and advise me if she does? All right. So, let's go to item number 6. Item number 6 says, discuss, have a public hearing to take possible action for fiscal year 2021-22 water rates. And I will entertain a motion to open a public hearing.
I so move.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second to go into open public hearing. All in favor say aye.
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 The motion carries. We're in public hearing. And okay, the water rates for this next year has one little proposed glitch in it. And our financial manager, Sharon Hillman, will discuss that with us.
Okay.
There's a sheet here, the next sheet in the packet, which is called Board Action Item. And that's the one we're dealing with right now, the water rate schedule for this year.
The water rate schedule, this schedule was approved by the board May 27th, and now we're bringing it to the public hearing so the public can voice their opinions on it. The addition of the $5 per month for all water customers is the base rate, is on the schedule. The addition of and changes to some of the fees on the rate schedule are highlighted in red. As proposed, discussed, and approved in the May 27th board meeting, the addition to the base rate fee will be added to the district's capital improvements budget to make necessary repairs and replacements of water lines not included in either the WIPA or the USDA program. In addition, to generate funds for the purchase of additional well sources for the district besides the deep well that's going to be funded by USDA in Strawberry. That's the reason for the $5 a month increase in the base rates.
And that's across the board every month?
Mm-hmm.
And that month, that's for capital improvements and other things?
Yes.
That we need to have done. Currently, what we are doing on that is we are seeking to purchase two additional wells from private entities, and that will firm up our water supply a bit from what it has been. I'm not sure all members of the board know this, but we did have a week ago we had another well go dry, and that was the well up there on Rimwood, where Rimwood goes up and then into a Y. There's a building right there at that Y. And we started pumping air there. According to our well driller, if we get reasonable rains, 30 days up in the rim, 30 days later we will see that water level come back up. But right now that well is out of service. I don't know if you guys were aware of that or not. It just happened.
Can you hear the rain you just prayed for?
Oh, it was sprinkling before I got here.
Sprinkling?
I can see it. I can see it coming down.
Hey, you guys are good.
Well, maybe we should have a prayer at the end of the meeting.
Keep it going.
Prayer of thanks. You know, I told this story before, but it reminded me of it when I was with the Navajos and the Hopis, and the Hopis were bragging that they always do a rain dance when they need rain. And the Navajos, not to be outdone, said, "We have something like that too. We have a sun dance, and every morning the sun comes up." That was a good retort. Okay, what discussion do we have? Any discussion from the board on this? We discussed this before on this rate increase, $5 a month on the base rate. That does not affect the amount of water you take. If you take no water, you still pay the $5.
The question that I have is, since the board meeting was supposed to be on the 23rd, but it was moved because of the fire,
Yes.
do we go ahead and still charge customers the new base rate, or is that?
It only takes effect in the July billing.
Well, I mean, we're in July, right?
Well, but we won't do the July billing till the end of the month.
Oh, right, okay.
Our billing is always the last day of the month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're okay timing.
Right.
And in addition, we did not charge any late fees this past month.
Oh, yeah, because of the fire and various issues there.
All right, good thing.
Incidentally, according to my son-in-law, who showed me on his phone, there's a new fire down there called the Middle Fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very large yet, but it's down further down the canyon than the fire we just dealt with, the, what was that called?
The Backbone.
The Backbone Fire.
Huh.
And it looks to me like, and I'm not a fireman, so I don't know, but it looks to me like looking at the canyon down there, if that fire spreads and spreads towards us, it's going to run into already burned area.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so we're probably okay. Is that the way you see things?
Let's keep our fingers crossed. This rain is going there.
You weren't aware of that one?
No, I'll have to go in and look.
Talk to Peter.
They're currently saying that fire has zero probability of being pine and strawberry unless something really changes.
Good deal.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up on my
Peter's is well versed because he's
in the he gets all of it. Yeah.
He gets it all. He calls me periodically, lets me know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other? That was a good comment about this. That's going to fit okay.
Yeah.
Any other comment on that? Okay, I would entertain a motion to approve the water rates as outlined here.
I motion.
Okay, I second it.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? George, you're okay. You were on.
I'm good.
You were on it before. So, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? By the same note, the motion carries. The water rate increases by $5 a month for this next year.
And you can close the meeting.
Oh yeah, I need to close the meeting. I just, what do I do to close it? I just say it's closed.
A motion to close.
I want a motion to close the public hearing.
Right. I second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No opposed. That public hearing is closed. Now we're going to item 7, and I'll entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
I so move.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to open public hearing. All in favor say aye.
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 We're in a public hearing, and this is a public hearing to take possible action for fiscal year 2021 tax levy. Now, Sharon, I think you have a sheet on that.
Just one sheet.
Which one is that?
It's only one page, this one.
Just one?
It doesn't have any attachments.
There it is. On our tax rate, it says the tax rate will remain the same as last year's rate, which is 1.3981. I love that to the fourth decimal. The projected revenue from property taxes is $883,048.88. Got to get that 88 cents. And is dedicated to loan principal and interest payments. The taxes are calculated at the rate times the value provided by the Gila County Assessor's Office. And our taxes go up every year, and it's because the value of our homes go up, unless we somehow can get a moratorium on that, but we don't have control of that. Now, why didn't they give us authority to put moratoriums on tax here?
There are some.
If you're 65 plus, you can get a moratorium, but under special circumstances.
Well, it turns out I make too much money for that.
Yeah.
I looked at that.
There are several of us that are in that.
Yeah. So there we are. Okay, so any discussion on this?
So, it's not going to cover all of the loan and principal interest payments. There's more that we need to pay towards it.
Well, it covers, it was originally put in place to cover the Compass Bank debt.
Yeah.
That was put in place to buy the district. And so what happens is we keep it the same, even though we're going to be paying off the Compass debt, we're incurring USDA debt as a replacement. And this is pretty close to what the annual payment's going to be with USDA.
But I think it's important to note in this that that money is earmarked for loan, principal, and interest payments.
Right.
If we don't have enough, we'll borrow some from you or something. Sharon thinks that we're viable.
We're pretty close.
Okay, darn close for that.
Okay.
Any other discussion? George, you have any discussion as our treasurer now?
No, I have nothing on this.
Nothing. Nothing on that. Okay. All right. I will entertain a motion to approve the tax levy.
I move. So move.
We have
a motion and a second to approve the tax approval of the tax rate schedule remaining the same as last year, as in this sheet, 1.3981 for this fiscal year, and collecting approximately $883,000 on behalf of the district by the county treasurer. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Okay, so we're on that one, and I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I so move.
I second it.
Motion and a second to close this public hearing. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? No opposed. We're now out of public hearing. We're moving to item number 8. Which is discuss and have a public hearing to take possible action for fiscal year budget. I'll entertain a motion to open a public hearing on that matter.
I so move.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to open a public hearing. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Financial manager, Sharon Hillman, we'll discuss the fiscal year budget.
Okay, there's only a couple of modifications since you approved it in May. And the modifications and additions to the field labor and burden based on current field staff and current wage rates and increased benefit costs, and modifications and additions to the administrative budget based on current staff wage rates and increased budget costs. And if you look on the third page, you'll see where I added those numbers in. The general manager wanted me to take $100,000 out of the equipment and allocate it into the field labor and administrative costs. And so that's what we did, and that's how the budget turned out this now.
Okay, so the budget you're talking about here shows a total revenue of $8,420,000, essentially $21,000.
Yeah.
And total expenses, including reserves, an equal amount.
Mm-hmm.
That's the budget we have on a cash basis for 2021 and 2022 fiscal year. Do we have any additional comments on that from what we had in May?
I saw that the manager had suggested some equipment for leak detection, and was just wondering, is this included in the budget, or do we still need to work on that, or is that?
No, it's included in the budget.
We've ordered that item, and it's in transit. We haven't received it, have we?
No.
It was basically about $20,000, and it's kind of cool if it works.
Yeah, it sounded really good.
It penetrates down into the ground, and it can detect water that's not in the pipes. It does that by, what's the mechanism by which that does that?
Radar.
Radar.
Well, it's ground penetrating radar.
Yeah,
but it,
yeah. Okay, so if that's true, that's going to work that way, and we think, believe it is, otherwise you wouldn't have spent the money.
Yeah.
This thing looks like a baby buggy carriage, doesn't it?
I thought it looked like a lawnmower.
Okay,
yeah, kind of, yeah.
And our general manager, he has a little bit of a problem in his brain. He runs everywhere, every morning.
Yeah.
And to me, that's different. But anyway, and he's going to take that with him. And he's going to go along all this, and eventually he'll get over every main line we have.
Perfect.
And identify leaks that we don't know they're there.
That'll be great.
Remember the issue we had in Portals 3?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the leak was there, but Portals 3 is underlain by fractured rock pretty much, and the water was coming out, but it was going down, and then resurfacing a long ways distance, and that's why we had a creek we formed up there. But now we've got that one. And this presumably, according to the presentation I saw, will tell us where that water is exiting our pipes and where we should dig down to find out and fix it.
Yeah, it looked very impressive. Right?
Yeah, and if it's half as good as they claim, it's a worthwhile expenditure that we've made, because on Portals 3, that issue there, I don't have the final number, but in attempting to find that, all those leaks up there, we spend in excess of $20,000 on that one area.
Yeah.
So we gotta, if we can close off all these leaks, we may not need another well. You never know. Okay, so let's see.
Oh, we have a caller that came on?
Yeah, we do. Welcome, caller one. Okay, any other discussion on this budget that'll run us for the next fiscal year? I'll accept a motion to approve the budget as outlined.
I so move.
I second it.
We have a motion, we have a second to approve the fiscal year 2022 budget. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Okay, now I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Do we have a...
No, I'm going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
I so move to close the public hearing.
Have a motion to close the public hearing.
I second it.
Second it. All in favor say aye.
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 The motion carries. We're out of public hearing. Now, we have a request to address the board by Rebecca
Rains.
It's raining outside, Rebecca Rains.
Rains?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and who now lives in Strawberry, but is hopeful to move to Pine eventually. And just want to let you know, if you ever attend any of our future meetings,
uh-huh,
usually the whole board's here, and this is not the normal.
This no is, worries. This kind of I was worried I was in the wrong place when I came bolting up at several. Now I know.
Okay, so Rebecca, what do you want to talk about?
Well, what I was hoping to ascertain today, if possible, my husband and I closed on our 15 acres that we purchased in Pine.
15 acres?
We purchased 15 back in March, 1 week right before we closed escrow, 1 week right before the moratorium hit. So, of course, the news of that was very disheartening for us. All of our life savings is tied up into this land, and the people we purchased from are developing the road to get to our part, and she was sharing with me that they've submitted their plans, their engineering plans, to the district, and because of the moratorium, nobody will review the plans or allow them to start putting in the infrastructure, which really puts us really behind time frame wise. We understand we can't access any water until the moratorium is complete or get a meter or anything like that, but the infrastructure will take us certainly months before we'd be completed, and we can't even get our project approved or the bids looked at without having you guys review the engineering. So my question coming today was, is there any opportunity that the engineering could be reviewed prior to the moratorium being lifted? And if there were any updates at all, I heard you discuss the leaks and the new equipment, and that sounds wonderful. Plus the new well I heard in Strawberry as well. But yeah, my husband and I are personally bleeding until we get through this.
What's the address of your property?
There's no address yet because it's vacant land. It's assessor parcel number 301-66-117-G.
Okay.
301-66-117-G for me. The people we purchased from, my husband and I are realtors, so we had represented them to buy the initial 46 acres that Sally Randall had listed last year, and it's the LLC name is Some of It LLC. The designated person on record is Christy Mikesell, who is the individual trying to get the plans reviewed for approval so that they can start the infrastructure, but she's out of town today. She also lives in Pine. So she asked if I could maybe attend to see if we could find out any information, because that's basically what she's being told by her engineer.
This is the one just off the Solitude Trails?
Yes, Whispering Pines, that whole area back in there. And so every month this gets delayed, it's financially impacting my family tremendously.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you this, if I may.
Of course.
What are you going to do with the 15 acres?
Of those 15, we have actually sold some of that to some friends. We plan to move on the property ourselves. We're going to keep 2.29 for my husband and myself. And we have applied for the meter for that parcel already. And we're on the waiting list for the neighboring lot that we still own ourselves. And the problem is, you know, because we're in real estate, we understand with the moratorium right now, we have buyers who want to buy, but until they know they can get water, it's kind of tying us up. We can't even start the infrastructure until the plans get approved by you guys. What I'm hearing, nobody will even look at until the moratorium's complete without knowing how long this could be. That's really, you know, causing a lot of anxiety because we'd love to at least start the infrastructure while we're all waiting for meters, if that would be allowed.
What infrastructure are you talking
about? The pipes, the piping into that whole area. Her engineer has done the plan, but it won't be reviewed from what she's being told by the district until the moratorium's lifted. but it could be a long process to get everything installed.
Do you know, did she submit that to the district?
My understanding is it was, they were told when they submitted it that nobody would review it until the moratorium was over.
But our problem is that our district manager didn't tell us who made the application, so we didn't have any idea what was going on.
I didn't know we had an
official application at all. So,
well, that's what I'm maybe, yeah. And, you know, she couldn't be here today, so maybe they made the call and were told they couldn't submit it. I don't know, but I know that the work's been done,
right?
And we're all at a standstill until the district will agree to review it, the plans.
Well, if you fall under the moratorium, which obviously you do.
Yeah.
We can't promise anything.
Of course.
We can't make any exceptions.
Okay.
Because if we, I don't know how many calls I've had.
Oh, I'm sure.
For exceptions.
Well, I've called Bob a bunch just trying to get updates myself during the week, you know, so I understand. I'm sure everybody's calling you guys.
I got to hold the good line on that. I don't expect the moratorium is going to be on for a long time. I really don't.
Awesome.
If we get another well in here in Pine, that will help. And the one in
Strawberry
also will help. And if when we get those wells, then I intend to have the board review that and see where we're at. Can we lift it, or what can we do? In the long term being defined as a year or more, we're planning to drill a deep well and tap that aquifer down there. We have the funding to do that. We will, that will cost us more than $1.5 million, but that will firm our water supply.
That's amazing.
So, well, I wish I could say, well, gee, you have all this infrastructure you want to do and you don't need water for 5 months or 6 months or whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and make some exception, but there's a lot of people in the same boat you are.
Oh, I'm certain of it. Most of them, I think, have purchased from the fella that originally bought everything up there. So I know I'm one of several of being affected by this matter. And it, for us, it was just a matter of if we could at least work on the infrastructure while you guys are working on what you're working on, then perhaps by the time we're done, maybe we'll be lucky enough to be able to get a meter out there.
But I can't say that.
Of course not, sir.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think probably take it under advisement and have the general manager look into what's been provided to us.
Is this the same parcel where there was a 15-acre piece and some smaller pieces and some smaller ones?
Well, it's
46. It was 46.
It was original 40 plus acres. So
there was a 20 parcel piece, 15 which I purchased, and then there were 12 other acres that I think were, you know, part of a couple of different parcels that made up the 46.
Well, now so
and there's no water lines in at all over there.
We got nothing.
Nothing.
And they're the guys working on the road that started the road for us, they're itching to get everything, you know, the ditches, the trenching, because it's going to be a project that's going to take several months. And they're itching to get started, but we can't do anything until you guys allow us to, obviously. We're just kind of at a bad place.
How's this related to the customers in Solitude Trail that we do not serve?
We are obligated to serve these people when we get back to the serving them. I mean, they're in our district, so we will be obligated to serve them if we can. They're on our
we have a pipeline going down the road, so it won't be a problem to connect them. It's just a problem of providing the water, so.
These are lots that were Solitude Trails?
I believe originally there's,
this is,
my 15's not.
A big vacant parcel next to Solitude Trails.
Next to Solitude Trails, okay.
Is this right off of Whispering Pines?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
Bunny Hollow, I think, is the intersection. Mm-hmm. Some roads, some maps call it Mistletoe, but they're right there at that intersection of Whispering Pines and Bunny Hollow.
Just up the road there.
Yeah, I've been up that road.
Mm-hmm.
Awful pretty.
So I know where, but yeah, it is pretty.
Some lots for sale.
Yeah.
I hope some people.
Okay, well, I'll talk to the district manager about that.
Awesome.
He, you're not going to believe this, but he went out of town.
Uh-huh.
He said, I can't be there. He went to Washington State. He was in a kind of a marathon relay.
Uh-huh, relay run.
He ran 2 22-mile blocks.
Sounds terrible.
That's why I said there's something wrong up there. But we hired him anyway.
Oh, that's good. He'll run around that buggy cart for you guys, for those leaps.
He said he would do that, and we're expecting good things from that. I volunteered to push it around, but he said, no, I'll do it every morning. So there you go.
So, wait till he gets on that gravel.
You're right. Okay.
So I guess, you know, I mean, basically this is something that we're constantly monitoring, so.
Yes, we are. If it would rain a lot more,
keep crying,
right away,
mm-hmm,
it would have an impact.
Hopefully it will continue.
We've been in this for 2 years now. So, that is not terribly satisfying, but that's my reaction.
As you just heard, one of our wells went dry, so
no,
we can't guarantee anything
totally
at this point.
Totally understand. My current home is right around the corner from that well, so I know exactly where you were referring to off Rim Road. That's where my place is now.
Right.
And we've had two go.
Oh, I thought I recognized that address.
Peach, right up there.
525.
Peach Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've had two wells go dry over the year. Not a
well, we have. Rumor has it we've probably got four at least going dry right now. So it's a bad problem.
We feel on pins and needles.
We
sorry
have
about that.
We have one well that is shut in. We have two water sharing agreements with inside of that are apparently going dry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's three wells that are problematic. We've got that one. We have two others that may or may not be going dry. So it's a serious problem for us.
Understood.
Yeah, you got to understand also that we don't want to go on water rationing for our present customers, and they come first.
Totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on, you'll be first also. So.
Well, and I am on Strawberry. You guys have been awesome. So it was just more of a matter of we're kind of stuck at a stage and moving forward with our project, and we were just hoping that at least if you guys could review whatever application they made, maybe we could at least work on the infrastructure while you guys work on getting us meters one day.
That's something that I think we need to look at anyway, because sooner or later we're going to have to be looking at hooking you up. So
rather than sooner letting them all pile up.
The sooner we can look at it, the better off we are.
Yeah.
Well, I heard the engineer's got his part done. It was just a matter of you guys looking at it.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 9. Is there any potential agenda items that any of the board members want to have scheduled for the next Board of Directors meeting, which is July 22,
I have approval of the Sunrise contract for two more USDA projects.
Okay, approval of Sunrise.
Approval of KEAR, that their JOC contract. Approval of the Apache Underground JOC contract.
What was the one in between that?
Kerr, K-E-A-R.
K-E-A-R.
Mm-hmm. He's a gentleman I talked to the other day.
Yeah.
And then Paul's been communicating with him now.
Okay. And then the third one was?
Apache Underground.
Apache, yeah, Apache.
And MGC has not sent back their contract, so I don't know if they're going to sign to do business with us again or not. I'll have to send an email.
They're sort of in bits and spurts, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Any other items we want to get on the agenda?
Couple of three things that I haven't brought up. Number one is I'm going to bring up KPIs, the key performance indicators, and
okay.
What do we need to do about getting our historical well data caught up, Sharon? Are we going to be able to, do we need a motion to?
David's already working
to fund it, or okay.
David's already working on that.
All right.
Yeah, he's on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't think of the other one right off, but that was the two main ones, key performance indicators. I think once upon a time we had them, apparently we don't anymore. I'm going to bring that up, that we need them and we should be using them. So
yeah, they were in the CH2M manual that disappeared.
Okay.
I would like to hear an update from David on his leak detection activities.
Yeah, that should be in his report next there, so leak detection.
And any additional wells, that should be an executive session. Any status updates on those?
Yeah, we don't do those in public.
Yeah.
I can leave if you guys need to.
Oh, we already had a session
before. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just for next time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get all those?
Yeah.
For the next meeting?
Yeah.
July 22. That's a Thursday.
4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock will be our regular board meeting.
And that's closed to the public, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Open.
No.
Oh, it is.
No,
open.
That's open.
Okay. Okay.
Anytime.
All regular meetings are public.
Executive sessions are closed.
Got it.
All others are open.
Okay.
We'd welcome you anytime to come.
All.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 We're adjourned.